Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sometimes you have to marvel at God's timing. Days before Christians worldwide gather to pray for their brothers and sisters in chains, a quote-unquote poster child of persecution is set free. Here's Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The great news this week is that Asia Bibi, a wife and mother and Christian in Pakistan, has been found not guilty by the Supreme Court. So this is just a huge praise the Lord. And, you know, as we enter into this International Day of Prayer weekend, sometimes we wonder, you know, do our prayers make a difference? Well, here's a case where it is absolutely an answer to prayer.
Sunday is International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and Christians are persecuted in more places than Pakistan. Please pray for them this weekend. And the Middle East and North Africa have been filled with conflict for generations, but the church has still stood. However, believers in the region still need encouragement and support to know they're not alone. That's why from the 4th of November to the 11th, Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is calling believers everywhere to join in their week of prayer. Sat7's Dennis Weens.
What's exciting about that, it's going to be a week of prayer, not a day of prayer, and we're asking and promoting on all Sat7 channels across the Middle East and North Africa, millions and millions of viewers, to join in this week of prayer.
Sat7 invites you to take part in the week of prayer. You can start by signing up to receive a daily prayer guide and testimonies from Sat7's viewers. As you pray, know you're making a difference and look for details on Sat7's Week of Prayer at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.